45 degrees. Good morning. And good morning, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management.
Good morning.
I always love Fridays because I get to see your smiling face.
Me too. I like Fridays. Fridays are my favorite.
Like, it's not rainy days and Mondays. It's rainy days and Friday the 13th.
Oh, it is Friday the 13th.
It is. Are you?
Is
a super...
that why your lights in here are flickering?
No, it could be. No, this has been a my LED lights in here have some kind of a problem, so they tend to flicker.
But now you can call it thematic for the day.
I can. Yeah. It kind of fits right in with Friday the 13th.
It does.
So, are you superstitious?
I am
not.
Not particularly.
No, so this doesn't bother me at all. But I know a lot of people are. Some people don't leave the house. Some people don't fly. They don't travel. They don't do anything on Friday the 13th.
Well, based on the fact that I didn't realize it was Friday the 13th, I think that kind of spells it out for you.
Right.
Yeah. But now I'll probably, something bad will happen now because
don't even go there. Don't even go there because I think it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy too. And then just
perhaps.
Go, okay, you know, here. But again, I've been telling people if you're superstitious, grab a rabbit's foot or whatever works. If you're not, just get on with your Friday.
Right.
And you impress me as being a let's just get on with our Friday kind of person.
Well, that's kind of my attitude for everything.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Pretty
let's
much.
Just
get on with it. Yeah,
just get it done.
So it is Fire Prevention Month going on
month.
And, you know, time to just sort of rehash what we've been talking about. But it always bears repeating when people are turning on, you know, their heat, when people are turning on their those electric heaters, too, which can be problematic.
Right. So we can go over some of that real quick.
Absolutely.
So most of us have turned our heat on. We've had some nights where it's been frosty, you could say. So most furnaces and things like that are turned on. So make sure that if you haven't turned your heating sources on yet, that you're cleaning them out before you do. So change your furnace filters, vacuum out those heat registers and those baseboards. Make sure that you don't have any rugs or anything covering your floor vents, all of those things. 12 inches between a baseboard heater and any furniture. Make sure you don't have any curtains hanging down, any blankets, anything like that that would be touching those surfaces that would be combustible. If you are going to use space heaters, make sure that they are attended. Don't be using those space heaters if you're not in the room. Shut them off. And then make sure that they are that newer style where if they tip, they turn off. Those old space heaters, if they would tip over, they would keep running.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Exactly. And they would, you know, combust with anything that was around them. Most people have carpet in their living areas. So if that space heater falls on carpet, guess what happens? Instant fire.
Right.
So make sure that you have upgraded those space heaters if you're able to, and then attend them while you're using them. But also smoke alarms. Smoke alarms are so important.
We haven't mentioned that yet.
We haven't talked about that yet.
Checking those out.
Right. So you should be testing your smoke alarms on a monthly basis by hitting that test button on there. And if they're more than 10 years old, just replace them. The sensors on them become a little bit less reliable.
Yeah.
You'll actually get more false alarms from them than you would if they were newer, just because the sensor gets kind of gummed up over time. So if it's older than 10 years, just replace it. Smoke alarms are so inexpensive. I mean, you can buy them for less than $10.
Right.
And if you want to spend a little more, you can get one that has the CO2 alarm on it as well.
I was going to say the technology in these has come up too.
Yep, absolutely. The best thing to do is to have many smoke alarms in your house. So outside of every bedroom and within 10 feet of your kitchen.
Yeah.
So you never want to have that smoke alarm right above your stove. It's going to go off all the time just from the heat that's associated with your oven and with your stove. So make sure that that smoke alarm is in your kitchen, but 10 feet away from the stove.
Okay.
Which gives you a little bit of distance for the heat that you produce, any, you know, moderate smoke if you're cooking with oil or something like that. Sometimes we just smoke the place up a little bit, but as long as that smoke alarm isn't right above there,
sure,
you're not going to get those false alarms from things like that. But yes, test those at least once a month. And make sure that they're high up on the ceiling. Because what do we do when there's a fire? You go low.
Right.
Because that's where the smoke is not. So make sure that those smoke alarms are high. So either mounted on the ceiling or on the upper part of your wall, because that's where the smoke is going to be first.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about people that say, okay, yeah, I don't have to change your batteries because every time it gets low, it'll beep at me. Because I've had that come back, too. It's like, well, yeah, every time the batteries get low in my smoke alarm, it'll beep at me, so I don't really have to worry about changing them. I'd change them anyway.
You should.
That's just me.
Yeah, because how do you know that that smoke alarm is still functioning?
That's true.
Yep, the smoke alarm itself may have bit the dust, so that's why it's not beeping at you, because the battery's dead.
Right.
So make sure that you're hitting that test button to make sure that it still has the same functionality in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we need to remember when we are planning fire safety in our house? Plan that route as far as how you're going to escape the house, depending on where that fire is located. So have alternate routes planned in case that fire is on one side of the house, in the basement, upstairs, wherever it may be. Test those alarms on a monthly basis. Choose your outdoor meeting place for where you and your family or those loved ones that you have living with you are going to meet. Set a regular reminder on your calendar, in your phone, that reminds you on that monthly basis that you need to be testing those alarms, and then practice. Having the conversation is one thing, but practicing the drill is another.
Right.
So make sure that we're actually going through the motions, practicing that drill, using that outdoor meeting place, and all of that to make sure that we are adequately prepared. Now, something that I don't know if we've brought up in the past, but fire escape ladders.
We have not talked about those.
About
you're showing me a picture of it,
ladder.
And I just went, no, we haven't. We haven't touched on that.
We've never touched on that. Now, it's super vital if you have a two-story home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm sorry, there's a lot of things I'll do, but jumping out of a second-story window
is not one of them.
That's
not on your bucket list.
It's not on my bucket list. Now, having a ladder that will, you know, accordion out of that window so I can climb down, that's another thing.
Right.
So having an escape ladder, if you have a two-story or a three-story home, so, so vital. They're about $50.
They're not much.
Right.
Yeah, they're for what the protection they can give you.
Exactly. I Googled it this morning. Now, a 13-foot escape ladder is just over $50. If you have a three-story home and you need a 25-foot, they're about $75.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot of money when you're talking about peace of mind for safety.
Well, and saving your life, yeah.
Exactly. So having one of those also super important when you're making your plan and practicing.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, you're a scout mom. How are things going with the scouts?
Great.
Okay.
Our scout carnival is coming up.
When
the
is
end
that?
Of the month.
End
on
of
Saturday, the,
the
28th. From 11 to 3 over at the community center is the Cub Scout Halloween Carnival.
All right.
Now, there's a ton of stuff happening on that Saturday as far as other events at the zoo and the library.
Mm-hmm.
And some churches are doing events that day. So put your costume on and you know what? Go around town and visit all the events and come over to the community center and hang out with the scouts for their carnival.
Nice way to spend the day. Yeah, always a good time.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then we're still selling popcorn for about 2 more weeks.
Okay. So
you
still got time.
Scouts out and about.
That's what they're doing.
It's your last chance.
All right.
2 weeks left.
Best popcorn in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, I can say that without, you know.
You've had it.
Testimonial.
So you know.
Yeah, yes. Testimonial. Brianna Goval, always great having you in here each and every Friday. You have a great weekend.
You have a better one.
All right, I will do that.
Thank
All
you.
Right, 919 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in North Dakota.
This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with the Citizen Awareness Program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.